kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic show we have in store for you today. This very well may be the best show we've had to date. Let me tell you about who's on today's show. Well, first of all, we talk with Jay Schuler. He's the North Dakota Department of Commerce chairman, but he also owns Giant Sunflower Seeds. So it's kind of a two-for-one interview. We get to talk a little Giant Sunflower Seeds, how they went from an agriculture-type company into the distribution of seeds. I mean, we're talking about a grocer here, a retail product that pretty much every single person can eat, except for those people with nut allergies. I get it. Okay, next, and this is my favorite part of the whole show, we get to talk a little yoga business. That's right, yoga business. How often do we spend so many parts of our day trying to de-stress our life? Well, we're going to sit down with two individuals, Kristen Burbank and Ashley Jonas, and discuss the different models of the yoga business, plus the different specialties within the industry. Very interesting interview. Now, keep in mind, again, we try to de-stress our life. Well, these people do this for a living. So they have the stress of a small business, but also have the ability to de-stress their life during work. I found it to be one of the more interesting interviews that I've come across in a long time. So folks, you're not going to want to miss our interview with Ashley Jonas and Kristen Burbank as they talk about balancing work, life, and yoga all together in order to make money and give back to their community. Also, Jason Love and Paul Salt with Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated. They're essentially a fracking sand company that has really been kind of doing a lot of different things in order to stay in business because of the recent downturn in energy prices. So we're going to talk with the owner of the company, Paul Salt, and the vice president of sales, Jason Love, about the fracking sand business. They got a huge pit in Illinois and in Wisconsin, and they send it all over the country. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Coffee and Capitalism Radio, your home for exclusive interviews, distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back. Learn the fine art of balancing work and family life while prioritizing time right here on Coffee and Capitalism. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Jay Schuler, director for the North Dakota Department of Commerce. Mr. Jay Schuler, Commerce Commissioner, also Giant Sunflower Seeds, of course, being on the eastern side of the state, North Dakota. I'm very familiar with Giant Sunflower Seeds, so I guess I'm kind of directing your background biography a little bit here, Mr. Jay Schuler, but talk to me a little bit about your past, how that bleeds into your new position as the North Dakota Department of Commerce chairman there, or the director.
Well, it's quite interesting. I've really never been involved in politics. I've been involved in business startups my whole life. I started my first company. I joined with my partner, Dr. Gerhard Fick, who was a professor at NDSU. And we started a company. I was still in college, and really I've never had a boss in my life until now. Started a number of companies, and a number of them done quite well. And actually, I was on my way to semi-retirement. Yes, Giant Sunflowers, we have. We have Richland IFC, a couple companies that are still going, and we have Ag America Network, which all been successful companies. But I've really gotten out of the day-to-day of the businesses and been more involved in special projects. I did support Governor Burgum. I thought he would be a phenomenal governor for the state of North Dakota, kind of a man for the times, you know, high-end technician, high-end entrepreneurship. And so I supported him first, actually my first time of ever getting involved in politics. And after he got elected, I went to the inauguration, and it was exciting. And I did talk to Doug, and I said, you know, there's one thing I'd really like to have you do to help entrepreneurs. And I, you know, came up with some ideas that I thought would help spur entrepreneurship in the state of North Dakota. And he said, oh, that's nice. Yep, yeah. He listened, and then 2 weeks later, they started. His people started courting me to become Commerce Commissioner, and I was very hesitant and you know, said no a couple times because I had a game plan. And like I said, I'd never had a boss before, and I really didn't want to go there. They convinced me that, you know, I would have some things to offer, some attributes, and convinced me. So here I am, a state employee, and first time in my life I have a boss. Yeah, well, it's a great state to live in. We got a lot to be proud of. When I went to college at North Dakota State, you know, our biggest export was our children. It wasn't wheat and it wasn't oil. And now we got opportunities. And we you know, one of our goals is job development and bringing people back to the state, which is just completely opposite of the way it was when I graduated from college. So, you know, hats off to the people, and you know, a lot of business people that have been involved in our state. Hats off to the people of the past for what they've done, and they've built a wonderful foundation. And I just hope that, you know, I can help build a better house on top of that wonderful foundation.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jay Shuler, director for the North Dakota Department of Commerce, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Oh, they're never gonna get you with their big old pearly teeth.
Pearly teeth, pearly teeth, pearly teeth.
Yeah, the word in the water is you're way too pretty to eat.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Well, you're my pineapple, baby. Let me be your mango man.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.